With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. We're now a few weeks removed from the NCBA trade show and convention in San Antonio. If you missed it, the NCBA CEO Colin Woodall says there's a lot on the horizon for 2020.
Well, I think a lot of great opportunities. We have been able to take a strong stand against fake meat to make sure that we're getting out there and correcting a lot of the misinformation that's out there, especially on the plant-based product. Right. And we have really done a great job of making sure that the regulatory agenda is in place on the lab-grown product that we will see continue to be developed throughout this year. Again, trade is huge for our industry. We've already had some significant wins at the end of 2019 and here in the early part of 2020. There's more to come in that regard. And we continue to fight for a lot of regulatory changes. We should see the final Waters of the United States rule to put that nightmare behind us. Work on hours of service and electronic logging devices. So we think as we look at this next year of the Trump administration, there's going to be a lot of things that we can do on a regulatory standpoint to help our industry.
Andy says if you didn't make it to the show this year, there are some things you can do.
Make sure that you're going to our website, ncba.org, where we talk about all the issues that we're working on. Make sure you're engaged with your state cattlemen's association. The only way this works is to be engaged. We've talked about it before. The world belongs to those who show up. So show up, be a part of this association, and help us make the decisions on the future of the cattle business.
I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.